I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
I think these directions are right. That Michael fella told me it was just over in the woods, just yonder. Thankfully I got this flask full of whiskey to help keep me company. I think I see some lights. I guess. No, it's that murderer Crows. I guess those old foxy crones turned into a murderer crows to try. You know, they said they had to walk quite a ways, but I see them turning into birds and traveling quite quickly, so I don't know what that's about. Well, I've arrived at the building. Is that a turkey? Oh, hey there, little guy. How you doing? I meant no offense. Simply asking a question. Now I know it's a hard life for a turkey. I didn't know that turkeys could howl either.
Table, who is that yonder?
Oh, there's an owl.
Ah, I think I see company off in the moonlight.
Hey.
Oh!
It's me, Cornelius Fingerbottom.
Oh, it's the loser that we beat in basketball, Mabel. Oh, probably come back to redeem himself. He lost 20-0. Table, quick, put on your skimpiest outfit.
Oh, I always have it on underneath my little moo-moo, see?
Oh, mamma mia, how?
Oh, open the door, Mabel.
Oh, sir, please open it yourself. I can't push it.
Oh, we're just so old. We can't do it ourselves.
All right. I'll take care of it.
Oh.
Hey there, may I come in?
Oh, what are you, a vampire? Do you need to be invited in?
I'm simply polite as
oh,
all.
Oh, I doubt
I
it.
I found this turkey outside. Can I bring them in too?
Oh, that's Frank. Yes, do bring him in. We were wondering where he went.
Yeah, Frank's got quite a mouth on him. He says some... Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. Throwing out some language.
He's such a little dear. Do let him go. He does love to run around in our house.
All right, there you go, little guy.
Cornelius, what brings you to our humble abode?
Well, I just gotta say, I got a thing for powerful women, and the way that you two just ran circles around me, literally breaking my ankles during that game, just really fluttered my feathers in ways I've never felt before. So I respectfully just wanted to come by and get to know you. Not in a sexual or romantic fashion, mind you, but as people. What makes you tick?
Perhaps we could trade some stories.
Or souls.
Oh.
Mabel.
Souls?
I have an idea.
Is this an aside? Because I can hear you guys talking.
Do apologize. I'll pull her away a little bit farther away from you.
Do you want me? I'll
step away. I do need to speak to my sister alone.
I'm over here now.
Step off.
Okay.
Okay.
Mabel.
What is it? Yes, Table.
He could be the perfect subject for us to Freaky Friday with. You know how we've been wanting to live out our fantasies in that movie with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis in which they switch bodies?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm thinking Cornelius would be the perfect person to switch with.
Oh, you're right. He does have some strapping pecs and a bubble butt I could just bounce off of like a child in a bounce house.
He does. What do you say we perform the ritual on him tonight?
We'll have to sneakily get down to business.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'll go grab the ritual book. You do distract him for me, will you?
I will, Table. Oh. I will.
Okay, I'll be back.
Cornelius, I have something to show you.
Oh, all right.
Please, if you could, if you look behind you, you'll see a record player with a record on it. Do you mind putting it on?
All right, this first record right here?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll just put that on. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da. Oh, do you hear the music? Da
da. This is a lovely song for sure. Da da da
da da. See how my hips move. Da da
da da. What's him? All right.
To the right. Da da
da da. Wow, that was to the right, all right.
Now to the left.
Oh, they did go to the left, didn't they?
Here comes the shimmy.
Oh, oh my goodness. Quite a shimmy.
Oh, my hip. My hip, Cornelius. I've broken my hip.
Oh my goodness. Should I get it. Do you want me to call the hospital?
Just put pressure on it.
Okay, I'm just going to put my hand here.
Wait, I need... What about my consent?
Oh, okay. Can I put my hand on your hip?
Of course, I'm in pain.
Okay, so that's your consent, right?
Could you get that record off?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, my hip. But now that you've touched me, Cornelius, I feel quite all right.
Well, isn't that just that's the magic Cornelius touch. Everybody says once you get touched by a finger bottom, you'll never forget a bottom.
Oh, am I interrupting something?
No, not at all, Table. My hip broke and Cornelius popped it back into place. It's funny how a break can be popped back in.
It does still feel like it's shattered, though. You should probably go to a doctor or a medical professional.
Honestly, it's always been that way.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
I am in immense pain.
Anyway.
Are you eating something right now?
It's a medicine.
Okay. I didn't even see you get that.
Oh, so Cornelius,
we have
a book that we would like you to read a passage out of, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely, I would not mind. Let's see.
Well, hold on. I just need to light these candles and make a circle around you and I and Mabel.
Yes, as. At a salt, I see.
Yes.
Is that blood you're dripping between the two?
It's blood. You don't have to worry about where it came from. Right. I'm going to make a little circle.
Cornelius, could you please hold your hands out in front of you and cup them?
Oh, like this? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now. Hold this bullfrog. Don't let him escape.
Yeah, I've wrangled plenty of things. Bullfrog's not going to make no trouble. I don't mind me.
What a man. What a man. What a mighty fine man.
Oh,
mighty good man.
Oh. Should you still be eating during all this?
It's my medicine.
Because it just looks like you're eating a Crunchwrap.
She is. We do love our Taco Bell. You see, after Barbara's dinner party, we were still quite hungry, so we stopped at Taco.
You stopped at Taco Bell? Is that the combination Taco Bell, KFC,
and
Carl's Jr.?
It's doctor's orders.
That you gotta be eating a Crunchwrap. I get that. My doctor told me I should be eating at least 2 Big Macs a day. So I've been holding the food for that. That's where I get these impeccable pecs from.
Wow, quite incredible. I can't wait to feel them. Be in you. But I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, you're going to be in me?
Oh, you'll see.
I didn't know this was going to go this way.
You'll see. Hey. You'll see. You need to read this passage out loud right in front of me. If you wouldn't mind, read this piece of paper for me, and I'm going to touch your left hand with my right hand, while Mabel touches her right hand with your left hand, and my left hand with your right hand, and my left hand and her hand.
Do you want me to read it on my own, or are you going to tell me what the passage says?
You got to read the passage. It's right in front of you, sir.
Okay, all right. What did Mabel have to say?
We could all read it at the same time. Yes, we could all.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes. Yeah, hold on. Just give me a second. I got to put on my reading glasses.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, all right. I see here. It says,
when I wish to be a bitch, then. But I must wish it only works on a Sunday. Wait, what day is today?
What is today?
It's a Sunday.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Keep going.
And everyone
knows
that
Sunday is my fun day.
What has happened to me? Gosh darn it.
Okay.
I appear to be in a much sexier body.
Oh my god. Mabel, are you in here with me? In this body?
I'm in here in this sexy bod too, man.
Oh my god, look at us. We are two souls in one body.
Hey,
I appear to be controlling two of me. Yes, you are. Oh goodness.
Hey, stop making Mabel touch her butt with her hand.
I won't.
That's inappropriate.
Did you Freddy Frankie? I'm sorry, I'm not used to your tongue. Did you Freaky Friday me on a Sunday?
Yes. we couldn't. It's just that we met you on a Sunday.
So we scary Sundayed you.
This Crunchwrap is quite good.
Switched Sundayed you. Switcheroo Sunday. It's a working time. Sunday is a Sunday fun day, you.
You know, we actually almost ended up switching with a squirrel because we didn't know anyone else was going to stop by. But boy, I am so excited that you, Cornelius, stopped by because now me and Table can live out our dreams of being the peck masters of Beantown.
Yep. It's true.
Table. Well, you flex your right peck and I'll flex the left peck and we'll go pump, 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 pump.
Wait. Let's do the check. You want to pull the pants open?
It's quite unusually large, almost uncomfortably so.
Wait. I'm doing it.
Where is it?
Yeah, wait, what? Where is it? Is it hiding?
Cornelius is like a Ken doll.
Oh my god, there's nothing even here.
It's internal, reach inside.
Hold on, I'm gonna stick my left hand out.
Alright. Wait,
Go through the cloaca?
I'm gonna put the music on for this one. Da 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 da.
I appear to be choking on the crunch. I'm okay.
Oh, there it is. Wow, we're a real shower, huh?
It's all the way on the inside, huh?
That's what they say, you know. The good stuff's on the inside.
You know, they do say that it's bigger on the inside in Texas.
Huh.
Can I turn off this record?
Hey, you put that music back on. This is still our house.
Okay, I apologize. Here you go.
Mabel.
I could listen to this all day. What is it, Table?
I would like to take this dance with you right now to celebrate this thing that we did that was successful. Ritual. I was trying to think of the word ritual and it just came to my mind.
I would love to dance with you and myself tonight on this Sunday under the eyes of all of our pagan spirits and the forest animals amongst us.
I
never realized this is what it feels like to have gout.
Oh, yes, it's terrible. Keep eating that Crunchwrap and it'll help it go away bit by bit. Swear to golly gosh.
Okay.
Table, please put your hand on my lower back and I'll put my hand in the air as if it was holding your other spiritual hand.
All right, I did it. And now we are dancing in the moonlight.
All right.
All right.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I think the spell is
weakening.
It seems to be weakening.
No.
Weakening.
We can't
have this right now.
We want to spend more time in your body, Mr. Cornelius.
What's happening, though?
I mean, it's fine
something
with me.
But I will say if we stay like this until the sunrise, then we will be stuck in here forever. Does anybody care about that?
About this?
Sorry, I got distracted by the Crunchwrap. It's really difficult spreading your mind between two bodies and trying to control them independently. It's driving me a little bit insane.
Okay. Now, Table, let's think about this. I think maybe we should we go back? The two of us in one body might be something difficult to navigate over time.
Now, hear me out. What if we combined all of our bodies together? I would quite like that.
But which body? Can I a bit at the same time?
Well, we combined both of our bodies into one.
Well, what about, isn't that turkey? What was that turkey's name? Isn't he running around the house?
It's Frank. It's Frank.
There's also the cat Dave and the cat Daisy. We could always put Cornelius in there.
I'm allergic to cats.
I quite like that. All right. Grab. We'll go grab him and we'll put him in the circle. And we'll put Cornelius' soul into the cat, and then he can be our cat for the rest of eternity.
No, yes. Dear, that sounds dreadful.
It will be dreadful.
Oh. Well, it might get it over be with.
The best idea we've got.
Okay, I'll help at this point. I don't care. I don't want to be two old women anymore. Just get the salt and the candles. All right, and now.
All right, I grab the cat with my left hand because that's the one I control.
All right, pour the blood and say the incantation again.
Oh, do you remember the incantation?
I believe... At this point, I believe we can all just spin it around really fast while saying a very short incantation
to go backwards.
All right, something's... everybody with me.
Something.
Mabel?
Did it work? I seem to be back in my own body.
Me too. And Cornelius seems to be in Dave the cat now.
Oh. Now that Frank the turkey seems to be in Cornelius, and I'm not sure if that's okay.
Oh, dear. We messed up.
Ladies, I must talk to you. Frankly, it's me, Frank the Turkey.
Oh, I'm just confused as to what's going on now.
I'm so sorry, ladies. I come from an ancient race.
Holy shit.
I wasn't always a turkey.
Fuck.
Please, understand.
Fuck indeed.
I must go now. I must take this human body and go. I must save my people from an infinitesimal amount of time of slaughter and dread.
Oh,
Jesus!
I love you both
dearly
for how you've treated me. It's a big thing to handle, I know.
Holy
but
fucking ball sacks!
I love you both dearly.
This is a twitty tister if I've ever seen one.
A real cock and balls.
I don't know if I'll ever return or remember this moment, but
it's like shitting on your own scrotum. What?
Oh dear. Well, I'm going to teleport away now through this transportational portal thing that I've divined.
What?
I am a wizard, you see. It's me, Frank the Wizard. I'm going through the portal now.
The turkey was a wizard the whole time, Mabel.
Table, I've never seen anything hotter in my whole goddamn life.
I'm a little confused as to what's happened this entire 23 minutes, actually.
Meow too.
Table, watch this. Watch my hips.
Whoa.
Oh, you go.
Look at you and your moves, girl.
Oh, stop it. I've been playing a lot of Just Dance on the Switch. Yes, Frank the Cat, Cornelius, come join us. I wonder where Dave's soul went. Where did his go?
Wait, who's Dave?
The cat. Where did his soul go when we put Cornelius' soul in it? Oh, well, I guess we'll never know.
Gobble meow.
Turn the music up. The cat's being really loud. I love you, Mabel.
I love you, Table.
Meow, meow.